Welcome back. Haven't done one for a while, so I had a bit of a revelation lately about shapeshifters, oddly enough. The serpent in the Garden of Eden. And then I remembered that I actually seen a shapeshifter a while back. When COVID was heavy in New Zealand, wow, whole laws about having to wear a mask gave me a few realizations I'm going to talk about tonight. So before we get started, let's pray our Father's prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Okay, so first I'll just tell you about circumstances by which I saw this shapeshifter. It was an odd situation, just an everyday situation, during a time when the government was saying everyone had to wear masks all the time, right? My wife and I didn't. We don't. We barely ever wore them. And if we had to go into a shop, we'd just put a scarf around my face and the shop people would let you in. But yeah, I had to go up to Auckland, pick up my sister with my van. I got a rather large van, and I was moving her to Rotorua. So I drove up to Auckland one day and had to keep coming in and out of the apartment building that my sister was living in, and moving my van to different spots all the time so I wouldn't get fines for parking fines, right? So I went out and moved my van out the front of the hotel, and it was a hotel slash apartments. And I was just yakking up front with my sister. And I see this guy I'd met a lot at protests, and he was with another guy. The second fellow was going up to the apartment, and it was just standing at the elevator waiting with a bag of food and to go up to the apartment. He looks over at me, and there's a couple other people in the foyer, but they didn't see him. It was odd. And I think he thought he was wearing a mask. I'd seen this guy walk in the building earlier, and he had a mask on. He must have been talking to the receptionist or something, or just someone. But he had taken his mask off, and I think he forgot he had taken his mask off. So when he was standing in front of the elevator, I could see that he had no mouth and no nose. His face was flat. And then I realized that he was a shapeshifter. He was looking right at me. I was looking right at him. And then I think he finally realized, by the way I was holding my eyes in surprise looking at him, that he didn't have a mask on. So he turned to the right, which there was a restaurant there, but no one was in there. It was closed. He turned back. His mouth and nose was there. And then I've been thinking about this for the past couple of years since that happened. It's been about 2 years since I've seen that. And I've been thinking and thinking, and give it time, right? You don't rush into these sorts of things, man, talking about them. And I learnt what beguiled means in the Bible. My wife's a good study in that, and so she looked up in Strong's and beguiled the serpent in Genesis, beguiled Eve. It means that causing someone or a person is, I wouldn't say submissive in a bad way, but for a woman to be completely submissive to a guy, that's generally, that's her husband. And when I say completely, it's like mind, spirit, emotion. So like if I am beguiled to my wife, okay? Like the Bible says, woman, submit to your husband, and husband, love your wife as Jesus loved the church and died for it. So that means to die to oneself. So I die to myself and what I want to give to my wife, okay? I don't want to go to work every day and wreck myself, but I do to provide for her. So in the Bible, beguiled, Eve submitted to her husband in a way that is loving, okay? Loving submission, a loving beguiled, if you could get my meaning, okay? It wasn't a forceful type of submission. So just understand that, please. So, biblically, Eve was beguiled by the serpent. Now, it's said in that way so that you get the full meaning, okay? She didn't see a serpent, is what I'm saying. She thought it was her husband. The serpent kind, I believe, are shapeshifters, the descendants of the original serpent. Now, in Genesis, I've done a little talk about this earlier, about serpent kind walking amongst us. They walk among us. They look just like us, I believe, because they're shapeshifters. And there are the legends around the world. There's one in Māori culture in New Zealand about a shapeshifter taking form of another lady's husband, a chief taking form of a chief, and he beguiles, seduces, goes into the hut, the house, a whare of a chief, and he's out hunting, right? He's coming back next day, but she surprised to see her husband's back, but it's a shapeshifter. She doesn't know that. They didn't figure it out until the next day when he comes back hunting. And there are other such stories and legends, stories around the world about such things happening. So yeah, I think there's more going on than what we realize. I started thinking about this whole mandate mask thing. And I think that the population of serpent kind are living underground. I've yacked with hunters and gun shop guys and guys just gun nuts, and they hear stories from special forces around the world and how they're different beings living underground. And when you look through history and you look through archaeological finds, that over history they've found various underground worlds, old, I suppose you could look at them and think that they're underground bunkers of a sort. And all of them have these large tubes going between levels, and they look like vents. One guy done a talk on it, and he says it looks like snakes go up and down there. You can see where things have gone up and down these tubes and have left marks on them. And it makes sense. Makes sense when you look through the Bible and Genesis, and then you look at modern day and you look at things like, say, plastic surgery, beauty products, different prosthetics, technology is quite advanced, and there are a lot of underground facilities around the world, very, very large ones. And I think what's happening is that their population is getting too big. And a lot of people, you know, military around the world have been talking, right, saying that their population underground is actually getting too big, and they're coming out above ground and doing a lot of things they shouldn't be doing. And I think what's happened is that they need to be permanently up here. And so this whole mask mandate thing was a bullshit. It was a cover. What's the hardest part of the body, human body, to mimic? It's the mouth. It's speech. I think they can't really, a lot of them can't do it. And so the whole mask thing was to cover up their face so that they can come up here and practice until such a time as they've got their habits down pat. Then they can take the mask off. And in some parts of the world, it's becoming normal to just wear the mask. And so for them, those that can't master speech and mouth movement simultaneously, they just wear a mask. They're still walking around, newbies that would normally be underground are up here with us. And also, abductions have increased around the world. People going missing. So like it says, they will eat the dust of the earth. They really do eat our kind. It's still there. They're still here doing it, just a little more in the open now. They're just above ground. So anyway, that was my thoughts on it, and the time I actually did see a shapeshifter. It was very brief, but it was enough to know that they are very real. And when we looked it up in Strong's and found different explanations for it, it gave it was sort of referred back to Nakesh, where Nakesh were able to, and the serpent kind, I think they're one and the same. The Nakesh are the shapeshifters. Maybe there might be quite a few different sorts, I don't know. But I suppose, like mankind, have different personality types and different abilities and different forms of understanding, different skill sets. I suppose serpent kind have the same, whereby some can shapeshift comfortably, some can master that voice and mouth movement perfectly, and are just really good at shifting into different personas of person. It look like three or four different people. Some can't. I don't think some can shapeshift at all, which would be why there is plastic surgery and prosthetics, which would be why I've seen people having to upgrade their skin. I've seen people that I've known for many years, and then all of a sudden they're old looking. All of a sudden you go and see them a week later, they look like they've lost 20 years. They've literally put on new skin. They're serpent kind. I've seen it a few times. And then there's in this than the cache that have the ability to alter your memories and alter your thoughts and completely freeze you. I've experienced that too. Turns out those are very real things when we look them up in Strong's. There are actual translations and explanations for those beings in such a dictionary. So they actually are here, and there's probably a lot more. Which is kind of scary, kind of not. I mean, they've been here for a long time. And so I thought I'd better bring that out in the open, I'd better talk about that, and hopefully it helps someone. Helps someone to see that Eve was tricked. It wasn't really her fault. So then the cache are shapeshifters. Some of them have extremely skilled. So being the original, I'd say he'd have all of the above. He'd be able to freeze up Adam, just put him into a state of dream or state of whereby he's not aware of what's going on. Take his form, beguile Eve, like she thought it was her husband, she thought it was Adam, she thought it was her husband, so she, yeah, of course she was just going to sleep with him. So the original serpent got her pregnant, and we have Cain. I think Cain was the prodigy of the serpent. I think that's why God wasn't too fond of Cain's offerings, and Abel was in favor with God, because Abel carried the original image, the DNA inheritance from the actual Adam and Eve. I think the serpent beguiled Eve, got her pregnant, and tricked her into eating the fruit. I don't think Eve made the first step to take the fruit. I think she thought she was talking to Adam. I think Adam and Eve, when a husband and wife talk about something, and they're Christian, they talk about it in depth. It's not the wife or the husband going off and doing something on their own and then getting their partner to eat it, like the world has taught us. Think about it. The world's been controlled by serpent kind all this time. I think Eve was talking to Adam. Well, she thought it was Adam. She'd slept with him, right? Now she's pregnant in her stomach with Cain, who was older than that, Abel. This, the timing fits. And the next day, she and the serpent, or maybe that very night, ate that fruit. And then she did with the serpent. She thought it was Adam. Yeah. I think that's probably what happened. And so, then they got kicked out and had Cain. Then they actually got pregnant again with Abel, but out in the world, this time not in the Garden of Eden. Conceived Cain in the Garden of Eden to the serpent, thinking it was her husband, and in the world when they got kicked out of the garden, had Cain out in the world and got pregnant with Abel. I think that's why God had favor in Abel, because Abel carried the genetic code of his image from Adam and Eve. Not a shapeshifter like Cain. And when you look at the professions each of them chose, one grew vegetables and the other looked after sheep, guiding them, keeping them safe, guiding them to water. But like Psalms 23. Look at Psalms 23. That was Abel's chosen way. God's way, naturally encoded in his being. Cain, on the other hand, grew vegetables. You don't have to do much, do you? You just plant it, water it. You don't have to keep it safe. You don't have to guide it to water. You don't have to make sure it gets food. It's an easy way out, isn't it? It's an easy thing to do. So this wasn't much of a sacrifice. It wasn't a living being, breathing, caring sacrifice, was it? Unlike a lamb. So naturally God had favor in Abel. And that caused Cain to commit sin. Out of jealousy. Envy. So, and then murder. So I hope that's a bit helpful. Anyway, I'm going to read Psalms 23, speaking of, and close up. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lay down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.